Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
And finally tonight, as we approach 7 o'clock, markets and company news, I'm in conversation with Fahima Adia, Senior Equity Analyst at Momentum Investments. Fahima, good evening to you and a very warm welcome. Let's start with the overall market, if we can. It was a strong start for resources this morning, pulling back slightly, but a really nice recovery in the industrial sector.
Good evening, Jeremy. Thanks for having me. Yes, so we saw the industrials pushed higher. Also, gold stocks were stronger this morning after pulling back a bit. And I think, it looks like the local market is just benefiting from the strength that we're seeing across the Asian and European markets today that also opened stronger.
Let's wade our way through a little bit of company news, and let's start with SPAR. Its first half earnings flat. It talks about the strategic reset, which is starting to gain traction. But there's been a lot of fallout from Poland. Maybe let's start there, and then let's just see where this company is heading.
Yeah, sure. So it looked like investors actually responded decently to the update. Share price up about 3%. But taking a closer look, you know, it's been a tough period for SPAR, both in South Africa, also in Ireland. So on the Polish side, they've actually managed to finalize the sales there, and they will also be exiting Switzerland and the UK. So that's a positive. And I think that's maybe what's giving the market some confidence in this business, in that it's now able to focus on its core SA business.
But Fahima, this is a tough business to be in, whatever the brand is. So it talks about ongoing pressure on consumer spending. We know that. Food inflation is always an issue. There was a fall in volume as far as Easter is concerned. But what is most interesting here is stronger growth in the lower income customer segment. And obviously, that's where the group sees big opportunity.
Yes. So that is definitely a positive. Like you said, they did say that the flat revenue and also the decline in HEPS of about 0.4% was attributed towards a consumer that is under a lot of pressure in general, and that constrained the growth. But I mean, having a look at that, we are seeing other grocery chains face similar headwinds in the space and have actually performed decently under the circumstances. So I think hopefully after the strategic reset and they're able to really focus on the SA operations and perhaps, like you said, you know, focusing more on the low income market, they will be able to turn this business a bit around.
Fahima, a day after we got GDP numbers yesterday, which were not impressive to say the least, a note out from Investec tonight saying that sluggish growth in South Africa, and that is set to continue, has cost the company, and this is the country, an eye-watering amount, 4.4 trillion rand, and that is just an indication of the parlous state of South Africa's economy and how difficult it is going to be to grow given that kind of millstone around our neck.
Yeah, the findings of this report were very dire. I mean, they say that the South African economy is actually 37% smaller than what it would have been if the country had tracked emerging market peers at an annual growth rate of about 4.5% since 2010. So that just tells you the massive lost opportunities here. And they're saying several factors have obviously contributed towards that, you know, crime, poor infrastructure, load shedding and so forth. But looking at our recent set of GDP numbers that just came in at 0.1%, sadly, not really seeing the improvement we need yet.
So it's going to be a very difficult way ahead. So let's move on now to a company that really is forging ahead, and that's the big asset manager 91. Some numbers out today saying that it's grown assets under management 4% for the year ending March. It's reported a better second half. So maybe just give us a sense of who 91 is, what it does, and whether that growth of 4% is put that into some kind of context for me.
Yeah, sure. So 91 is one of the biggest asset managers in South Africa, you know, similar to the likes of a Coronation. They basically manage investors' funds. And it looks like the market responded pretty well to this, up almost 6% after it released those results. And like you said, you know, the assets under management increased 4%. The performance was better in the second half of the year. That seemed to be driven by better market performance, flows and also some forex impacts. But the a more notable part was the fact that the net outflows were actually substantially better than what it was in the prior year. So that's definitely a positive in that investors are no longer pulling money. And if we look at 91, it has more of a focus on emerging markets. So I think now that investors are sort of reallocating their portfolios and maybe diversifying more to out of the US and more towards emerging markets, that's going to be more of a positive for this one.
With the caveat, though, and the chief executive saying that they expect the ongoing economic uncertainty and market volatility to persist. But that is an observation which I guess could be applied right across the board.
Yes, agreed. I think this is a headwind really impacting all companies at the moment.
Momentum shares hitting a record high overnight. The company outlining its growth strategy over the next 18 months, 2 years, and saying that business units already have made huge strides in achieving 2027 targets. This is good news, and that share price is one that is probably going to continue to rise.
Yeah, so it was quite interesting to see at the Capital Markets Day that the strategy now includes partnering with some of the country's biggest churches to introduce funeral insurance products. And that's something that they're hoping will help win new business. So it's actually something that TymeBank did in the past, and we've obviously seen massive growth come from that bank. And like you said, you know, a lot of the business units have already made pretty good progress in achieving those targets. They're now targeting a return on equity of 20% by 2027. And they're also putting more money into the Indian health insurance business, which is also showing quite a lot of potential.
And Fahima, just finally, give me a view on gold. I see that price is climbing today, and the reasons are much the same as we've seen over the past couple of weeks. Uncertainty over the ongoing relationship between China and the United States. And again, it's all about bullion being the ongoing safe haven, and that is unlikely to change until there is perhaps a dampening down of tensions.
Yes, it's exactly that, Jeremy. So it's just benefiting from that continued global trade uncertainty, you know, given these further tariff hikes we're seeing on aluminium and steel. And like you said, you know, the renewed tensions between the US and China. So as long as this uncertainty prevails, and also, you know, given that the investors losing confidence in the US dollar because of the massive deficit there, I expect we'll continue to see the gold price move higher.
And we will talk again next week from Momentum Investments. That is senior equity analyst Fahima Adia. Appreciate your time tonight. Thank you.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.